Welcome into Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster, sitting here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas kicking off our program tonight, talking girls track and field. As we start our program, we're talking with the girls track coach of the Webster City Lynx, Tyler Mosbach, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
So as we look at your squad here to open up this year, obviously early in the year, limited practices to this point, but definitely it feels like a year where your squad is another year older, got a lot more varsity experience coming back maybe than in years previous. Just what have you seen so far from this group in the early returns in practice?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of echoing that, a lot of the girls that are back kind of have bought in and have been working really hard to the point that sometimes they even have to hold them back a little bit. They want to do a little bit more in practice and stuff. So just a big desire, especially from the upperclassmen and some of those returning qualifiers, to succeed and to continue to get better.
And as you look at some of the individual groups, starting with sprinters, you've got bring back Chloe Savitsky. You know, she's been down to the state meet before in her career. You bring back Tristan Wright, who was an integral part of a lot of relays the last couple of years. Also throw in someone that can do sprints and a little bit of mid-distance. And Izzy Gross, to me, you know, kind of the leaders, if you will, at least in terms of production coming back. Just what's been the mindset and the attitude from them early on?
Yeah, I mean, those are kind of the girls that I'm referring to. Just a big desire to take advantage of every opportunity they have to compete and to get better. And, you know, as we get into meet season, I think that'll show up more and more.
And looking at your mid-distance and your distance group, definitely looks like maybe a group that's a little bit on the younger side this year. And just can you speak on a little bit of how that group is maybe looking early on and maybe what their attitude and what their goals are so far?
Well, we got Lydia Van Deer as a senior kind of leading that group. And she's a girl that has really pushed herself throughout her career. Finished the season last year with a couple PRs, and it was kind of a challenging season for her. You know, it took her till the end to get them. And so she just kind of brings that experience and that mindset of just not giving up and continue to work hard every day in practice. And if you do that eventually, then you're going to see the success and reach those goals.
Another area of your squad that I definitely think is a massive strength is in your throws. You bring back a lot of experienced throwers. You bring back Ja'Kayla Cherry, Addison Popham. I know she was out for basketball and for a lot of volleyball with that ACL injury. Hopefully maybe she has the ability to come back. Avery Poppin, she had a really good freshman year as well, just to name a few athletes that were really big for you in the throwing ring a year ago. And just, you know, obviously it's a little tough this early on in the year to get outside and throw shot put, throw discus, but just from the early workouts, what have you seen from that throwing group?
I think the biggest thing with that group, and they to a T really live and breathe, you know, kind of the mantra that we have. We just want competition, because if it's competition with yourself or competition with other people, that's what's going to, you know, help you the most to kind of improve and to reach the goals that you want. And, you know, they really have a friendly competition with each other all the time, you know, who can get the most PRs and who can throw the farthest and all that stuff. So just the friendly competition within that group really helps to push them to get better all the time.
And when you look here at this schedule to open up your season, you guys just have one indoor meet coming up at the end of March with the North Iowa Indoor Championships up at Clear Lake, and then you get into outdoor season in that second week of April. You got the Richard Ryan Relays at Southeast Valley on the 7th. You got the Eagle Grove Girls Meet on the 10th to kind of kick off the season. And obviously, you know, you talked about how a big thing for this group has been buying in to what you're selling to these girls in terms of the program. And just from you using that as a template, you know, what are some of the expectations and some of the goals that you and the staff have set forth for this group before you get into that outdoor season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but, you know, even from when we had our preseason meeting and into last year, and, you know, just throughout my career, the one thing that I've always wanted to see is competition, and that's competition in practice, try to get the next girl competition at meets, try to get the next place, try to get a PR, whatever it is, you know, as long as we are competing to, competing against yourself, competing against other people to continue to get better, then ultimately by the end of the season, we're going to be in the best shot or have the best shot that we can to get to the postseason. So, I mean, that's really what we're looking for.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck here with the North Iowa Indoor Championships coming up in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Tyler Mosbach, the head girls track coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.